Hi, good afternoon, everyone. The title of my presentation is Towards Real-Time Influenza Surveillance, Integrating Observation and Model Forecast. I'm from Geography Department of Penn State. I have no financial relationship to this course. Okay, so influenza is really a big threat to human health and causing 3 to 5 million cases every year, and including a lot of economic losses. So the key lesson of influenza epidemic is to the importance of rapid detection. And so the question of my master research is, how can we detect influenza activity in real time and with higher accuracy? And there are some existing approaches for us to detect and observe influenza activity. The first option came to me is the ILI data. So there are more than, I think it's 3,000 healthcare providers across the whole US, and they report the percentage of influenza like illness among the total number of patients every week to CDC, and CDC assembled this data together and weighted according to our population and gives a weekly report. And it's really accurate data and accurate to some degree. And it gives us, informs us the influenza activity across the whole U.S. as well as the 10 regions, including the influenza activity in each age group. But there's a kind of shortcoming, because it takes time for CDC to assemble the data, to process the data, and to publish the data. So there is 1 to 2 week reporting lag. So we cannot tell the we cannot have a real-time prediction of influenza based on CDC data. So these are kind of shortcoming. Second approach is provided by Google FluTrend. This kind of research is, benefited by the big data. So there was a very important article last year in New York Times. It says the age of big data is coming. So we are living in an age, in a world immersed by big data. We have Facebook, Twitter, and all kinds of data. And certainly, this massive amount of data includes some hints and clues for the forthcoming influenza outbreak. And Google FluTrend is able to capture those hints based on millions of queries on Google. And some researchers found some queries are related to, correlated with influenza activity in the real world with higher accuracy, higher than 95%. So based on those keywords, they built a system called Google FluTrend and predict the influenza activity in the whole US, as well as on some other countries. It seems to be very good, and it's real-time, and with higher accuracy. But the problem is very clear. We cannot predict the influenza activity in each age group with Google FluTrend. So in other words, we have no Google FluTrend fails to provide any demographic information. Okay, so third approach I'm thinking about is to use SIR model. It's a kind of mathematical model. SIR model divides the whole population into several categories, susceptible in infections and recovered, and uses some differential model, differential equations to describe the transition from one category to another. The shortcoming is also very clear, because the error will accumulate as the model runs, and it's very hard to estimate the value of those parameters. And this nonlinear system is very sensitive to the slight changes of those parameters, and those slight changes will drive the system into chaotic. So you see, those three approaches, each of them has a kind of deficiency. For IRI data, there's a 1 to 2 week time lag, although it's very accurate and provides demographic information. And for Google Flu Train, it's accurate and real-time, but it fails to provide demographic information. And for ACR model, the error will accumulate as the time passes. So I'm from geography, so maybe you guys are wondering about what a geography can contribute to public health. When geographers are trying to measure the temperature and some other environmental parameters, this data can come from different sources. For example, when we are trying to measure the temperature across the whole U.S., we can use the weather station and remote sensing data and as well as mathematical models to estimate the temperature across the whole U.S. But those different sources, they are not accurate. And we are using Kármán filter to fuse different sources together and get an optimized result. So to briefly speaking, Kármán filter is a statistical approach that recursively combines observations and model forecasts together and with minimized errors. I'm not going to explain all of them. So to briefly speaking, Kármán filter is able to fuse model forecast and observations. And model forecast and model and observations, both of them satisfy some mathematical properties. And Kármán filter is able to fuse them together and produce an optimized result and with quantified uncertainty. So the implementation includes several steps. The first step is to make the model forecast in each age group based on the IRI data. And the second step is to use Google Flu Trend to predict influenza activity in each age group using regressional model. The third step use Kármán filter to fuse them together. And the results are validated by the real influenza results. So we can see that Kármán filter, in terms of Pearson correlation as well as residuals, Kármán filter produce better results in each age group, better than model forecast and observations. So this figure shows visualize the results. The blue line stands for the model forecast. Model forecast sometimes have some unusual peaks. It's very sensitive to some slight changes in the initial conditions. And the green line stands for the observations provided by Google Flu Trend. It has some kind of systematic error. And the Kármán filter, the red line, can combine those two inaccurate results together and produce accurate results. So this framework can also apply for other infectious diseases, including dengue fever and some other disease. Use the data from using the results from big data and the model forecast and fuse them together and produce some optimized results. So this is my research. Thanks.